This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
It's a tradition like no other. Time for us to predict the winner of the Masters. Who are you taking? Who will be sliding on that green jacket Sunday afternoon? And how confident are you in your selection?
Hello, friends. You know how much I love this time of year and how I love this segment to predict the Masters. I know everything about the Masters. I love all that it brings to our television sets and living rooms. Bryson DeChambeau, trying out a new driver, is going to win this edition of the Masters. I can't tell you by how much. I can't tell you why. I don't even know if I care, but I will tell you that he will win.
Boy, I mean...
I'm jumping. I'm running to the window.
As bad as the weather has been around here, the Masters, to me,
looks beautiful. Did you watch it?
Why? I was back and forth, and after the second Shota Imanaga home run yesterday, I was all in on the par three over on the Four Letter Network. But, you know, the green grass, it's like carpet. It's a sponge these guys are walking on. If Rory's not going to win it now, then when will he win it? Scottie Scheffler hasn't been great this year. Scottie's the first favorite. Rory's the second favorite. I've got Rory. I am in a pool where you had like five tiers of golfers. You had to select one guy from each tier. And the key is you gotta find the winner. And my winner is going to be Rory McIlroy. I got him first, Mully.
That's really tough because...
Brandon, will you please...
I need to take a break while Mully mulls over his next choice.
Yeah. Brandon, can you please remove your left shoe and beat Dustin over the head with it?
And then take your right shoe.
We've had some violence break out.
Put some jardinier on it. Eat it.
In the Score producer studio, Brandon is repeatedly beating Dustin about the neck.
I don't think he would do that. I don't think Brandon would do that.
Oh, I requested it, though.
I know. I think he'd ignore you. He's a pacifist.
He's a competitor.
Maybe so.
So is this how we're setting this up, that I can't take Rory now because he did?
You can. You can take Rory. If you believe in it, yeah, we take the same teams. We take the same guys. Just don't take DeChambeau.
But I wanted to have Rory, and I told
you
him yesterday
not to take
Rory.
I can't believe Dustin did that.
He did that just to
mess me up. He knows
how
it works.
He's so mean.
Yeah.
I think that Rory could break through in this tournament. I think he's – did you see him yesterday with Poppy? Did you see that little highlight? His daughter, who's like just the tiniest little girl, is like half the size of the putter.
Daddy, you're famous?
And then she hit – oh. She hit a shot. She just hit
it. I didn't see that.
It rolled about 2 inches, and then it gained steam, and it kept going, and she sunk the putt.
Natural.
And I got to tell you,
it
was sending me a message. And then whoever was with him, like, jumped up and down and kind of screamed, and then she started crying, and he had to console her. It was like this beautiful father-daughter moment.
You were going to reference, didn't she say to him at one point during the practice round, "Daddy, are you famous?"
She said to him at one point, "Daddy, are you ever going to hit a big putt? Daddy, can you make an 8-footer when it counts? You choke artist.
Daddy, will you talk to the media after this round?"
He's a good guy.
Why are these mean guys asking you such hard questions?
You know, Rory is... Rory's the great story in this thing because okay. It's the one thing he hasn't won yet. And he's 46 now. What do you mean, okay? Rory, I'll take Rory personally, but for the sake of the question, I think it's one of the guys with an S in his name. It's either Shoffley or Scheffler. You can figure out which.
Which one? That's a big difference.
I'm taking a guy with an S, and that buys me some other players, too. I got to go through the list.
Who's your long shot?
My long shot is going to be a Spaniard.
Okay.
So I'm going.
I'm taking an Aussie.
I'm going Rory personally, but I'm going name starts with an S as the winner in these circumstances. Dustin's let me down. And then I'm going Spaniard.
All right. I'm going
a lot of S's going on.
Min Woo Lee as my dark horse, the guy who wears all the Lululemon on the course.
You love it.
So I love the Lululemon. And I think that Minwoo Lee is going to be the dark horse candidate. So if it's not DeChambeau, it's going to be Minwoo Lee.
Well, I'm kind of a Flag and Anthem guy, so I'm taking Keegan Bradley.
I love Flag and Anthem.
Isn't Keegan Bradley?
Keegan Bradley.
There we go.
All right. Keegan Bradley, too.
I think I've gone through half the tournament. I mean,
certainly have gone through half the box.
I feel confident I've gone through the box. How about I tried to give Grody some of your clothes yesterday?
Yeah, thank you.
That was hysterical.
I took them home.
Yeah. You took Grody home?
All right, we got a break.
We're getting to the break. 312-644-6767. Mullion Hall.